Hi, here comes another Outside the Box, where even doing nothing is doing something. Today's topic is strike. General strikes have been common in Greece in recent months. The number of those striking and demonstrating has been described as in the thousands, and a lot of government agencies, public services, and business activities have temporarily ground to a halt. With thousands of jobs being cut and wages going down at least 20 to 25%, you can't blame a lot of Greeks for being mad as hell and willing to stop working to get their message across. The general strike has a long and notable history. The first recorded one was in Rome in 494 BCE, when the plebeians, the working stiffs, stopped working for the patricians, the wealthy. Since then, general, nationwide strikes have taken place in most European countries, in Syria, Sri Lanka, South Korea, Uruguay, and many other countries. India even has a special word for general strikes, the Hartal. One of the most powerful was in May 1968 in France, when the government of Charles de Gaulle was almost toppled by a general strike, begun by students. It eventually involved an estimated 11 million workers, although ironically, labor unions opposed the strikes. The strikers won wage and working condition demands, but the government managed to stay in power. Shipyard strikes in Gdansk, Poland, did eventually lead to the fall of the communist government in that country. We don't hear about general strikes taking place in this country. Why? There have been plenty of strikes, but none that were both general, including many kinds of workers, and countrywide. Nationally, postal workers, baseball players, miners, and auto workers have all struck in the past. And local general strikes of all workers have taken place in Oakland, California, St. Louis, Seattle, Philadelphia, and other cities. But why not a national general strike? It could have started during protests and occupations last year in Wisconsin against laws preventing collective bargaining by state employees. Wisconsin writer Juan Konatz suggested several reasons why we haven't, so far, had a countrywide general strike. One was the fear of arrest and loss of jobs. Another was the lack of leadership potential, strikers waiting for someone else to start it, even though almost all that's required in a general strike is for people to do nothing. A third reason was the uncertainty of any relationship with or support from labor unions. A fourth, the belief that problems are solved by legislative and electoral means, not by people taking actions themselves, except voting or contacting legislators. Finally, Konatz noted that those most often hurt don't strike or get out in the street, leaving that kind of risk-taking to those hurting less. What these points suggest to me are that a general strike must be mass-based to minimize arrests and or job loss, independent of unions, locally initiated, and separate from legislation and government. The May 1, 2006 rallies and refusals to go to work or school by immigrants and their supporters, called the Great American Boycott, might be as close to a national general strike as anything we've seen in the U.S. Meanwhile, a worldwide strike, accompanied by dancing no less, to support an end to violence against women, is planned for February 14, 2013. Will we ever see a true general strike, such as those in other parts of the world, in this country? There's talk of an Occupy movement-led general strike nationwide on May 1st, International Workers' Day. If it happens, would you join in? I'm Larry Danziger, ready to do nothing for a day or longer, just about any time.